Chapter 22. Valerian. I did not leave that battlefield until the weak sun was high in the sky and the clouds glowed a dirty pink. Slaying the bloodthirster was only the beginning, and there were thousands of lesser demonkind still to contest. The creatures of the warp loathe and fear one another far more than they do us, and so the killing of their master did not daunt them. If anything, it freed them to commit even more reckless acts of ferocity. They surged up the stairs and streamed across the platform, yowling and bounding with abandon. We might yet have died had we not remained close to one another. My fighting was badly hampered by my wound, although my sinews re-knit and my bones reformed even as I still wielded Gnosis. Such was the resilience of my gene-wrought body. Alcuin was the linchpin in those moments, and had been given fresh vigour by the sight of the demon's demise. He led the counter-assault, smiting the Neverborn with a viciousness that I doubt any other could have matched just then. He truly hated those things, and I must admit that it made him brutally efficient. We took more losses, though, and as I looked out at that ocean of detestation, I suspected our resistance would only last a finite time before it was snuffed out. We were lucky, I suppose. Or, as I do not strictly believe in luck, we must have been favoured yet by his gaze. I had begun to think of myself as being somewhat beyond his consideration since my failure at the throne, and thus did not look for any especial indulgence from the ways of fate. But our duel with the bloodthirster had been noticed. Valoris had dispatched carders of our finest warriors to engage all eight of them, and he himself had led the charge against those at the heart of the horde. Just as I began to think we would be overwhelmed at last, golden lifters braved the blood rain and the fire lightning to deliver terminator-clad brethren to our side, as well as the contemptor-entombed Inades, who strode from his attack craft, surrounded by a glittering force aegis, and waded into the demons with disdainful majesty. Then I knew we would survive. I took it upon myself to protect the Sisters of Silence, whose efforts in reaching us, and then warding us, had been exhausting for them. Only three remained alive, including the one who had downed the bloodthirster and saved my life. I swore to myself that she would not perish, and that if I lived, that day I would find a way to repay the debt of honour to her. That was, in hindsight, a strange thing for me to think. I was not used to having significant dealings with those not of my own kind, and in any case, we did not generally indulge in such concepts of honour debt as I am told that the wolves of Fenris do. Still, it gave me a purpose and a balance to my fighting. So we saw out those grinding hours. The platform was held, and more troops were airlifted in, and then we were able to push down the stairs again to retake the plain below. Valoris led a second counter-assault following the destruction of the last greater demon, and after that we could hammer our way out towards the perimeter of the old Voidport. I killed more creatures of the enemy in those hours than I had done over hundreds of years previously. Despite my wounds, I found the combat, as Navradaran might have said, invigorating. It gave me pleasure to see those things crushed beneath the heel of my spear. It gave me pleasure to feel my body pushed to its limits. I felt a strange sense of release, as if long invisible fetters had been lifted from my arms, letting them move with greater purpose and vindication. By the time the sun was high in the sky, we knew the fighting would soon be over. The demons were fleeing, flickering back into their own realm, even before our spears could plunge into their translucent bodies. To my surprise, I found that I almost regretted the cessation of violence. By the time I sent Gnosis hurtling into the last neck of the last kill, I felt no elation of any sort. All I felt was a curious ache of withdrawal, of something being snatched from me before I could fully understand it. This was the disturbing factor. I wanted more.